Welcome into the Go 24/7 podcast. We're here in Frisco, Texas at the Star, the home of the Dallas Cowboys for the opening finals 2019, Nike's premier event for these prospects each year. I'm Billy Ambotti, and with me is Charles Power, recruiting analyst for 24/7 Sports. We're coming off a big Sunday where LSU quarterback commit TJ Finley put on a show, earning top honors from 24/7 Sports as far as the Elite 11 performers on the day. Charles, this big quarterback, he's about as intriguing as probably anybody here in Texas at this event. What did you see from him that pushed him over the top to earn those top honors?
Yeah, this is really a setting today on Sunday that I thought played into TJ Finley's strengths, and he kind of took advantage of it. So just to kind of paint the picture, today they were doing kind of a red zone 7-on-7 where each quarterback probably threw 8 to 10 passes. And Finley, I would say, you know, really had probably the most highlight throws on the day. I think he was maybe like 6 for 8 with a drop and 3 touchdowns. One of the drops would have gone for a touchdown. But yeah, he just really impressed me in terms of his his arm strength and just the decisiveness. He went to his first read a lot, but he just kind of had no hesitation in ripping it into a tight window, and he really impressed from that standpoint. I think, you know, I think basically everybody agrees he probably has the strongest arm here.
Right.
Really easily generates velocity on the ball. So I think, you know, yesterday he was a little up and down. Today he was probably had the strongest session, just if you're kind of viewing it in a vacuum. I think the big thing with him, just kind of as a prospect evaluation standpoint, is just, you know, is us kind of viewing this in context of how it relates to him as an overall quarterback and seeing kind of how he progresses as a senior in terms of, you know, playing efficiently, being accurate on a consistent basis, and then of course his mobility. He's easily the biggest quarterback here, you know, probably behind several of the others in terms of like in the footwork and mobility category. So I think the big thing with him is just kind of getting a grip on his strengths and just how consistent he can be with that. So, but yeah, I mean, like just on Sunday, he had a really strong session, and I thought took advantage of a setting that you know, played to his strengths. And there were other guys, you know, similarly. There were other, you know, kind of bigger pocket passers who maybe didn't take advantage of it like he did. So I think that's really all you can ask for is kind of whenever you are set up to succeed, you know, making the most of it. And I thought he did that.
Yeah, and we saw him really engaged as well. He was high-fiving his teammates and encouraging some of these local wide receivers that were out here and things like that. That's something that you really kind of want to see from these quarterbacks out here, is be engaged, be, you know, active and leading them.
Yeah, and his group was really, I thought, probably of the four groups that went, probably the strongest group. And like you said, they were throwing to some local receivers who were probably a little overmatched. You know, a lot of drops we saw today, and that group of quarterbacks, which was TJ Finley, Luke Doty, who's committed to South Carolina, Haynes King, who's uncommitted. I thought they did a really good job of kind of encouraging the receivers, keeping them, you know, in the loop. They each kind of had their different leadership, you know, characteristics, kind of, you know, strengths, kind of how they go about it. And Finley was you know, he was like dancing with them and kind of just, you know, being kind of a upbeat, positive, you know, influence on those guys, you know, just kind of more like a more lighthearted approach maybe than the other two. But I thought he did a really good job of keeping them engaged, and it kind of worked out like that group's receivers made the most plays, and I don't really think it's a coincidence, but so that was pretty encouraging for him. And you know, he seems to be the type that's kind of embracing this setting, and I'm kind of looking forward to seeing how, you know, if he kind of continues this throughout the week.
Number 9 pro style quarterback on 24/7 Sports, as far as what we're looking for out of him, not only at this event but into that senior year, kind of walk us through this evaluation, this rankings process for him, because he is intriguing. He does have that size. He does have that arm, but there's certainly question marks in terms of accuracy and probably some of that footwork that you mentioned.
Yeah, I think the senior year is really kind of shown to be a pretty pivotal evaluation point when you look at quarterbacks. When you look at a lot of the best quarterbacks in college football and ones who ultimately get drafted high, they typically have really strong senior years. And kind of when you think about it, that's the year where it's for the most part, in general, you're going to see quarterbacks in their most ideal situation. You're playing with guys you've been playing with for a while. Usually you're playing in an offense you've been playing, in for a while, and you're, more physically mature than most of the players you're going up against. So it's set up for them to succeed, and it kind of is a good indicator of their ceiling. And also too, like you look at, how efficient they are. You look at accuracy. A lot of quarterbacks, that might end up being highly rated that don't do well the next level, throw a lot of interceptions. So we look at stuff like that. And I think with Finley, he has a ton of physical tools in terms of his arm. We want to see, probably increased mobility and then just kind of how he, operates from an efficiency standpoint as a senior. So that's definitely stuff we're going to be looking for. But in terms of the arm talent, it's hard to deny. I think he's positioned himself fairly well through the first day or so, and then we'll track him throughout this week and then kind of continue on through the season. But I think he definitely put his best foot forward on Sunday.
Yeah, and two guys I want to transition to that could have had big weeks, that have had big springs, but won't be here in Dallas. Jaquelin Roy out of Baton Rouge UI is a 4-star defensive tackle, and Major Burns out of Baton Rouge Madison Prep, 4-star defensive back. Burns committed to LSU right now. Roy kind of has a top three of Alabama, LSU, and Texas A&M. What I guess, Burns is hurt and Roy decided not to attend. Mm-hmm. How much could they have helped themselves this week? And what do you kind of see from them as two prospects that have really been on the rise?
Yeah, I think Roy in particular is one who we were really looking forward to seeing. I think he would have had a chance of maybe making almost as big a move within that top 100. If you're looking at quarterbacks if you're looking at prospects who are kind of, on that top 100 fringe, you could make a push into like a top 50 range. I think he was kind of a guy who's primed for that. He's been so strong in the spring, like you said, between camp settings and then almost like all the schools that came through and evaluated him, just kind of from the intel that we've gotten, he's basically gotten, across the board rave reviews. So I think he's maybe our number 6 defensive tackle right now. I think he really could have probably made a push into the top 5 if he had a strong showing, today. I think the things you look at with him, he's really technical. He's just very impressive in these settings. Go into U High, they kind of do a pretty good job of like locking down their film. So there's really like not a ton of video to watch in these guys. So the camp settings in particular with them can be pretty informative. While this might maybe like slow his ascent because we just from an exposure standpoint, because we won't have a chance to maybe see him against his top competition, I think he's a guy we'll try to track as good as we can during his senior year, and then hopefully see him in a postseason All-Star game. So he still has a lot of opportunities, and he still might maybe be one that goes up just kind of as we get more information. But yeah, I think he's definitely there's no doubt he's a riser. With Major Burns, I was looking forward to kind of seeing him from a positional standpoint. I know he's one that has also been a riser. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think LSU kind of likes him at corner, but he's flexible and can play safety as kind of a bigger DB. It would be interesting to kind of see just how he stacks up with a lot of these other top DBs athletically. I think those are two guys that I guess one that's committed to LSU, one that they're heavily involved with, that are probably two of the offseason risers in Louisiana who probably would have had an opportunity to go up even higher if they had been here.
Well, we appreciate the time, Charles, and thanks for jumping on the pod with us. We're going to keep it locked on Go 24/7 and 24/7 Sports this entire week here in Texas as we track the opening finals. A great start, really, to the week for TJ Finley, and looking forward to seeing more of him. Thanks for the time, man.
No problem. Thanks.
We'll be right back with more on the Go 24/7 podcast right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to more of the Go 24/7 podcast. Going to just cover a couple quick things here. You heard from Charles Power, 24/7 Sports recruiting analyst, on TJ Finley, LSU's quarterback commit that had a huge day on Sunday at the opening finals. On Monday, everyone else arrives. That's LSU commits like Elias Ricks, Jermaine Burton, guys like that showing up. Lorando Johnson, a late add, the Lancaster defensive back who's committed to LSU, is on the roster now as well, with some guys, you know, ending up. You know, we mentioned Major Burns when talking with Charles Power, dropping off because of injury. That happens, and people are stepping in, and one of the local kids around the Dallas area that was able to make it was LSU commit Lorando Johnson. It's a big week for him. He could make a move up the rankings with some impressive testing numbers. He's one of the most competitive corners probably across the region for sure, and especially in the state of Texas, just the way he competes. His testing numbers haven't really shown up at times in the past, and so a good showing on the testing front could help him solidify his status as a four-star cornerback on 24/7 Sports. And now I do want to kind of go to a brief interview with the receivers coach of LSU commitment, Jermaine Burton. He's got a chance as one of the best pure athletes at this event to rise up the rankings potentially even more with an impressive day testing. And then depending on how well he does with TJ Finley as his quarterback, with Haynes King on that team as his quarterback, there's a chance he could rise up the rankings and solidify himself as a five-star prospect. I spoke with former NFL wide receiver and Calabasas, California wide receivers coach and co-offensive coordinator for Jermaine Burton, Curtis Conway. Here's what he had to say, some of the things that have separated Jermaine Burton as one of the best wide receivers in the country.
What have you seen from him over the last year that has allowed him to emerge as this legitimate, you know, five-star type talent?
Work ethic. You know, of course, you know, when you got guys that talented in high school, you got a lot of people that basically rely on their talents, not really teaching them the game, not really teaching them how to understand how to play the game, and not to mention you know, finishing plays, things of that nature, because a lot of guys don't want to lose the kids if they too hard on them, or so they kind of, you know, just kind of let the kids do what they want. I guess by me playing in the league and having some credibility, you know, affords me to be a little more, I would say, stern on the guys, not in a bad way, but like, you know, these kids today, they kind of privileged in a way where, like I said, they don't want to be somewhere, somebody would pick him up anywhere else. Yeah. Whereas, like I said, Jermaine got there, and after our first game, he scored 2 touchdowns, and I pulled him in our office afterwards, and I said, look, I'm not impressed. He gave me a look. Like, man, what do you mean? I just scored two touchdowns. And I was just like, you know, look, you saw Johnny Wilson. Johnny, I think, had maybe a catch. I don't even think he had a catch. Mm-hmm. But every play was blocking. He was hustling every play. I said, this is what I expect out of you. 2 weeks later, you know, gave him a look at practice. All of a sudden, the dude just on his own just started doing everything that I told him to do. It just clicked. And, like, literally, I don't have to tell him to do anything. Like, literally, I don't have to say, come on, Jermaine, pick it up. I don't have to say, Jermaine, you the first in line. I don't have to say, Jermaine, you running late. Like, everything that I've instilled, he just took it and ran with it. And, like I said, now he expects to come out and work. Put it like this, I got to slow him down now.
That was Curtis Conway. He's a receivers coach for Jermaine Burton, an LSU commit who's got a lot to prove here at the opening as well. He's already one of the best wide receivers in the country. He's got a chance to show out this week in front of all of us here at 24/7 Sports and among some of his peers as some of the best players in the country hit the opening. It's about to really get real, as we like to say. I mean, the fun and games of the Elite 11 is kind of over. Now it gets into 7-on-7 with these top athletes as the go-to targets for these quarterbacks, which will give TJ Finley an opportunity to shine. It can also make things more difficult when you've got guys like Elias Ricks on the other side of the ball. Now, Finley won't be throwing against him as they're on the same team, but you'll have some of the best talent in the country all over the place at every position, and it will make things more difficult. The cream will rise to the top. It's going to be fun to watch. We'll have all your coverage on go247.com. I'm Billy Embody here. Please subscribe, rate, and review the Go 24/7 podcast. Tell a friend. We'll be dropping a podcast every morning from the Elite 11 and the opening finals as we recap the day and bring you guys what you guys need to know. Probably going to try to get a special guest or two, one of these LSU commits, to join us on the podcast. But you can check out, really, the go-to stuff from yesterday that's on the site right now is the recap of TJ Finley's huge day at the Elite 11 Finals on Sunday. He shared his thoughts on that with us. We've got highlights from his day, and Charles Power and Barton Simmons break down his impressive standout performance from Sunday. With that, guys, we're going to sign off from the Go 24/7 podcast. Thank you for listening. Please take that 7-day free trial on go247.com. Check us out. We'll keep you guys up to date from Dallas and the opening finals the rest of the week. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of the week.